The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls about whatever you'd like to discuss. You can just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We talked about everything from renouncing citizenship to tardigrades.
I wonder if the tardigrades had to renounce their citizenship before entering space.
No, it was after they got there. They couldn't be on Earth while they were renouncing their citizenship.
So the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got a Bitcoin hater we can tell you about here. And then Daryl has a story about the MRAP, one of these police tank vehicles that apparently one town might be getting rid of. Instead of militarizing their police, they may actually be doing some demilitarizing of the police. But first, from the New York Post, this guy's name is John Crudell, and his last name is spelled C-R-U-D-E-L-E, and his attitude is kind of cruddy towards Bitcoin here. His article is called MIT Students Engineering Bitcoin Scheme. In the near future, the leaders of Massachusetts Institute of Technology will have to decide whether they want to take part in the worldwide scam known as Bitcoin. I hope the grown-ups at that esteemed Cambridge, Massachusetts school have more common sense than the students they're supposed to be guiding. Here's the root of MIT's dilemma. A couple of students want to give each of the university's 4,500 undergraduates $100 worth of Bitcoin this fall. The pair says they have raised $500,000 to fund the project. That $100 represents about a fifth of a Bitcoin for each student. The value of a Bitcoin, and he puts the word value in quotes, he says, and I use the word value lightly, is now about $515, although the price has been varying wildly, depending on how many gullible investors, he puts that in quotes, its backers can get to buy into the scam. Bitcoins are, he says, essentially a confidence game. These things only have value if someone is confident of their value.
But couldn't the same be said about anything on the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, the S&P 500, the Hong Kong Exchange, the Tokyo Exchange, any...
The U.S. dollar?
But I don't think the U.S. dollar is traded on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange.
No, but he's talking about it being a confidence game. You have to have confidence in it. You have to have confidence that other people are going to take the dollar, right?
Right. And but... You know, like with stocks, and I've heard a lot of people try to compare Bitcoin to stocks. They're like, well, the value, it's because of exchanges, kind of like stocks.
Because there's a demand for it.
Right. But it's something that, you know, stocks could, it could be said the same about stocks or the dollar, that, you know, it only has value because people think it has value.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That's absolutely true. The only reason why Bitcoin's worth something is because it's worth something.
Right.
Because people want it and people are using it.
But I don't think this Crudell guy would acknowledge the same statement about the U.S. dollar or stocks or, you know, the petrodollar or anything else.
Well, Bitcoin seems, it's new territory. It's this decentralized currency. For those of you who do not know, Bitcoin was released to the world about 5 years ago by someone named Satoshi Nakamoto. And maybe that is one person, maybe it's a group of people, maybe it's a lady, maybe it's a guy. No one knows anything about
maybe
Satoshi
it's a tardigrade.
Nakamoto. So that was released to the world and has since become the most valuable currency in the world. One Bitcoin currently worth over 500 U.S. dollars. And Bitcoins can be divided down by 8 decimal points. So you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin when you buy a Bitcoin. You can buy a tenth of a Bitcoin or a hundredth of a Bitcoin or whatever amount.
You could buy a fraction of a penny's worth of Bitcoin if you wanted to do so.
If you could find someone who's willing to take the time to sell you a fraction of a penny's worth of Bitcoin.
Well, if I gave you, some Chinese currency that based on transaction, currency exchanges would be here's a Chinese penny that's worth a tenth of a penny or whatever.
Or here's a piece of gum and That's 10 cents.
Well, that's if I wanted your Chinese penny, right?
Right.
So, and that's the thing. Some people don't want Bitcoin. And so it can seem it's a new territory and not everybody accepts it. But Dell Computer is. And Wikipedia is accepting it and thousands of other companies around the world.
The probably the biggest announcement to date of someone accepting Bitcoin, Budweiser, what? Has announced that for their music festival, they will be accepting Bitcoin.
Wow.
Wow. That's probably great.
That news rolled out today.
Alcoholics out there that are using Bitcoin.
Now, wait, this is like some sort of national thing, or what is it?
They've got a big music festival every year, apparently. And okay. I had never heard of this thing until I got my email from Coinbase.
So buying tickets with Bitcoin.
You can buy tickets with Bitcoin. Presumably, sweet. You can buy merchandise at the festival. There's a college football bowl game that's going to happen on New Year's Day where you can buy tickets with Bitcoin. Awesome. And it's actually being sponsored by BitPay.
So Bitcoins, he says, are a confidence game. Now, confidence game usually describes something like a scam run by criminals. Right, that's like a con man is running a confidence game. Typically,
I would consider the stock market to be a confidence game.
That's a game run by criminals, sure. And so it's ridiculous to call Bitcoin a confidence game. You don't have to have confidence. You don't have to have belief that Bitcoin's going to work. If you know your stuff with programming, you can audit the code. If you have the chops, I don't. And I don't know if either of you do. I don't think you guys are programmers. But
secretly.
Are you a programmer?
Secretly.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You've got to I know some HTML.
Yeah, I can do HTML as well, but that's about it.
No, honestly, I don't have any chops either when it comes to this.
I did take some programming chops. Classes in school, in high school. But those are like almost
That was like 20
irrelevant.
Years ago.
Yeah, so those are totally useless today. But if you know how to program, you can read the code. And so if you think there's something scammy about Bitcoin, if like, you know, you think there's some sort of secret backdoor where somebody who Satoshi Nakamoto is going to come in someday and raid everybody's Bitcoin account or something like that. I don't know what the paranoia would be, but something like that. Then you could read the code and you could see if there were any backdoors put into Bitcoin. You could see if it was a legit program. And obviously it's legit. Because it's been around for 5 years and no one's been able to hack into Bitcoin. Bitcoin is untouchable as far as all the evidence is. Now, that doesn't mean that something couldn't happen tomorrow, but at $500 of Bitcoin, there's a high incentive for hackers to come in there and try to take some of these things and try to work the system. But
yeah, and some people have had accounts that have been compromised because they didn't do... You know, what was necessary to protect the account.
Right.
But that's not the
same.
They did
the equivalent of leaving their wallet out on a bench somewhere and walking away for, 3 hours.
Right. That's not the same as Bitcoin being hacked. You know, credit card information is stolen all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody says, oh, see, credit cards, they're a scam. People steal credit card info.
Yeah, nobody. This guy is not going to call credit cards crap, but he's about to call Bitcoins that. He says, anytime I write negatively about Bitcoin, the loons come out to fight with me. So now you understand my position on this crap. The students, of course, think differently, and someone, probably one of the people who stand to gain by keeping this charade going, gave $500,000 to the MIT kids.
Well, everybody stands to gain if they take part in it. Plus, like, who is he to decide who's the loon and what part of this is a scam?
Anybody that disagrees with him is a loon.
Right, but don't you think he would sound a lot more professional and believable if he was presenting at least some sort of argument here instead of saying, like, oh, yeah, you're all crazies if you participate in this monopoly money scheme?
That's right. All he is doing here is essentially insulting Bitcoin and the Bitcoin users. He hasn't actually said anything of substance yet that back up his position. And his position is clearly that Bitcoin is a scam and is
Bitcoin
dangerous.
Bitcoin bad, okay.
Honestly, if he hated it so much, don't you think he would try to not give it attention? Like, not write articles and draw people's attention away from it?
You think, Ellen, but it seems like people don't understand that lesson. We were just talking last night about some Christians... specifically the Catholic Archdiocese in Oklahoma City, who are making a huge stink about a black mass that's supposed to be happening in Oklahoma City and have brought all kinds of attention to the black mass as a result of that. We'll come back with more here in moments. What does this guy have to say? Well, he's got more, and we'll continue with that. And he's upset about this Bitcoin thing. How dare these tech students at MIT give away Bitcoin to thousands of students? They're just putting them all in danger of being taken advantage of. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. We've got a hater, someone who hates Bitcoin. He is being very rude and insulting towards Bitcoin supporters. And Bitcoin as an idea, we'll continue that here from the New York Post in moments. But if you are ready to jump into the world of Bitcoin, and, you know, I wouldn't recommend you put all your money into Bitcoin. That'd be crazy. It's a currency. You should have multiple currencies to be alternatives, I think, from the federal government, the Federal Reserve note. And Bitcoin can help you diversify in that way. And also, Bitcoin has an amazing upside potential. I mean, it's already $500 per Bitcoin. It could be $5,000 someday. It could be $50,000 per Bitcoin. Of course, it could also go down to $5 per Bitcoin. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the future? But what's happening now with Bitcoin is very exciting. There are major companies around the world who are accepting Bitcoin, and even companies who don't accept Bitcoin are accepting it without even really kind of knowing it by companies like Gift.com. Earlier today, Daryl, you actually purchased a Home Depot gift card for someone else who was giving you Bitcoin to kind of buy a card for them.
Yes.
Through Gift.com, G-Y-F-T. Now, they're not a sponsor of the show, but I would love them to be. But Gift's an awesome service where you can use Bitcoin to buy gift cards for things like places like Amazon, Target. I think they've got, you know, restaurants in there.
They've got like 200 different places that you can get gift cards from.
It's a huge selection. Again, Target and Amazon, those two alone can get you thousands of products. So Bitcoin's amazing. It's becoming more and more accepted over time by more companies. But yet these people in the old world, people like John Crudell over at the New York Post, these old school money guys and bankers, the people that have been in the old money system for all their lives, they hate Bitcoin. And they hate it because they probably see the writing on the wall. They probably know to some extent that this is a threat to the existing money monopoly.
Well, just imagine, Ian, if these guys were around about 120 years ago when the automobile was first coming about, they would be saying, oh, this automobile is a scam. Mm. It's going to, you know, all of these young people, they should be embracing the horse and carriage. The automobile is just a scam.
Well, didn't some people say that the windshield wipers were going to hypnotize drivers?
Didn't people say that about the internet, too?
That it would hypnotize people?
That's probably true.
That the internet was just a fad. The internet's just a fad. It'll go away soon.
So back to the story here. This is from the New York Post. The man writing is John Crudell, and he's talking about MIT. Apparently a couple students have raised $500,000 to give away $100 worth of Bitcoin to all 4,500 students in the school, or the undergraduate students, I guess. Anyway, the guy goes on here. He says that they have raised the money, and he's skeptical about the person who donated. He says that someone stands to gain by keeping the charade going, and that person is the person who gave the $500,000 to the MIT kids. Yeah, because the average person who's a scam artist is going to give away $500,000 to some college students. That makes total sense.
That's how they bring you in, Ian.
Yeah, give you $500,000.
They give you $500,000, and then you're hooked.
Well, yeah, isn't that what the guys in the Nigerian email scams are? Oh no, they still want money from you first.
That's they're like, we need $200 as a deposit to be able to give you this $14 million something something.
So the students on the website for what's called the MIT Bitcoin Project say this, quote, Bitcoin is a new technology that's revolutionizing the transactional economy. As the world's leading research institution, MIT should be at the forefront of Bitcoin innovation. To this end, we're giving every MIT undergraduate $100 in Bitcoin this fall, unquote. And the author here says, not so fast. There doesn't seem to be anything MIT or anyone else can do about people throwing away their money, but the university now has to decide whether it believes in Bitcoin enough to accept that $100 as payment for anything school-related. Well, who says they're going to pay for things at school with their $100 in Bitcoin? If you've got Bitcoin, you can spend it anywhere. It's not just accepted on the MIT campus.
But if you're going to if you're a college student, you're probably spending a lot of money on books and tuition.
True.
and food plans and things like that. So I imagine that, you know, whatever spare money they have, if they're not spending it out on the taverns, they're probably using it for school purposes.
Will the students be able to put their $100 in Bitcoin toward a school book at the university-run bookstore? How about toward burgers and fries at the student center? Will MIT allow that 100 Bitcoin to go through 0.1% of room and board, or to go toward 0.1% of room and board? Students are supposed to act in an irresponsible manner and stretch the limits of common sense, and responsible grown-ups are supposed to pull them back before they hurt themselves or the ideals of society.
What does that even mean?
Supposed to be? So students are supposed to be,
petulant
by definition,
children.
Yes, irresponsible, not capable of handling themselves. I mean, who says that this is like a writ somewhere?
It's
that people
ridiculous.
You cannot violate this principle.
I want to know what he means when he says the ideals of society. Responsible grown-ups are supposed to pull them back before they hurt themselves, or the ideals of society. Look, if these are just a bunch of kids playing around with their techno toy,
respect your elders.
Then who cares?
Listen to what they say. When they tell you what to do, it's not them being draconian. It's them just caring for you and telling you what the best thing to do is.
If they realize that they can function without our banks, then this whole system will just fall apart.
Yeah.
They must understand and respect the ideals of our society, and our society says that they will use my institution for transferring funds.
Really? It just sounds kind of whiny, the way that he's writing it.
We must remind them why they need us.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. There's more here from John Crudell, and we'll continue that. But also want to let you know about ExpressCoin. I mentioned if you're ready to get into Bitcoin, never actually finished my thought. If you're ready to get into Bitcoin, you can do that right now by going to ExpressCoin.com. And you can buy Bitcoin. You can also buy Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin, which will really upset John Crudell. When you do that, because there's more than just Bitcoin out there. But anyway, ExpressCoin, they've got great customer service, and you can buy your Bitcoin with money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit. It really doesn't get easier than ExpressCoin.com, and it doesn't get cheaper. ExpressCoin.com, when you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin and use code FTL, you will get the Bitcoin for no transaction fee, meaning cost is zero. Beyond the time it takes you to complete the transaction, the cost is zero at ExpressCoin.com. Now, if you order more than $40 worth, there is then it's 3%, which is the lowest transaction fee you're going to find out there that I've ever seen. So check it out, and you can actually do it now from Canada, ExpressCoin.com. We'll continue with more of the Bitcoin hater here, John Crudell. He's mad. He's mad that all these techno geeks at MIT, how dare they? They're just petulant children playing with their toys, their electronic money toys. You can't buy books with Bitcoin. You can't buy schooling. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you could go and buy books on Amazon with a gift.com card that you bought with Bitcoin. And I think they sell school books on Amazon, textbooks and things like that. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market, not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to LearnStocksForFree.com. That's LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-642-64.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free coffee? Yeah, we got that. All you have to do is pay the shipping price, which is fairly low, for some really great coffee over at BuzzBox. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get signed up for their auto-ship program. And for every 10 listeners that does that, we can actually finance a loan through World Vision, a microloan. And the World Vision program is going to be coming to an end soon, so we're going to be announcing a new charitable effort that will be benefiting, but I believe it's still in progress right now. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, shade grown. This is good coffee. In fact, Mark drinks a pot of this stuff every single day. You can help out, make people's life better for themselves through these microloans through World Vision. Again, every 10 listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com can finance one of those microloans for people. And again, you get on an auto ship program, which means that you can have your coffee, the preferred taste that you want, type sent to your home, sent to your business, wherever you want it sent, sent as often as you want it sent. So maybe maybe you need a pound a month. Okay, you can do that. Maybe you need a pound every 2 weeks. You can do that, too. So whatever your customization, you can set it up at coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost. You get your first pound for free, and you can cancel the subscription anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll go back to the Bitcoin hater in a moment. We've got Ryan on the line first, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
I just had 3 quick points I want to make. One about the college students at MIT, that you said they were using Bitcoins. That's not Bitcoins.
Yeah, there's actually a program A couple college students have raised $500,000 to give away $100 worth of Bitcoin to each undergraduate. So 4,500 students will receive Bitcoin this fall.
That's very interesting. I want to see it unfold, considering, you know, we have a dollar that's continually, you know, being devalued, and it shows that people are still willing to trade, you know, goods and services, just using a different means of currency or, you know, payment. And also, too, my second point was that if we somehow think that the quantitative easing can last forever, or at least a long time, and that it's a good thing in the long run, I think we're going to be like lemmings at a circus that continually grows and has more candy to spend. So ultimately, it's the well-connected bureaucrats and fatheads to get the helium that rises easily to the sky while most of us stay on the ground. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just to recap, I mean, just to explain further what you're saying there, quantitative easing is sort of a buzzword that the government guys were using to explain inflation. I mean, where they essentially print out a bunch of money, and then when the government prints out money or increments money in a computer system somewhere, basically creates it from thin air, then the people who get paid that money first are the ones who benefit the most from it. After that, it begins to just sort of filter down into the rest of the economy, meaning there's more dollars chasing the same amount of goods in circulation, so therefore prices tend to rise. People are generally confused about inflation. They believe that inflation is a rise in prices, but that's not true. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, which tends to result in an increase in prices because, again, more money is chasing the same amount of goods, so prices tend to go up. But, yeah, that's what quantitative easing is. It's just mass money printing with the idea that that's somehow going to fix things, and ultimately it doesn't fix anything. It just gets us in deeper and deeper into problems. And yeah, Bitcoin is one way for people to insulate themselves from the U.S. dollar and the damage that's happening with the U.S. dollar.
And, you know, it's like it ends up generating a landfill of displaced value, and nor does that money that's printed have to be reflected in value. Obviously, that's somewhat subjective, but still, like you said, it is just a computer system and not reflecting necessarily anything of a true value. My third point that I just want to make was that if the dollar continues to go like this, I'm willing
Whoa. Before you go on to the third point, I don't know if I really understood your second point. What were you saying about it's a computer system and so what?
Well, like you said, when, you know, the Fed prints more money, you know, on paper it looks, you know, it can look very great. They can, you know, flip the books to make it, you know, look beneficial, you know, as a whole, and that but it doesn't necessarily have to reflect the value that, you know, is generating the economy to make up for it. And like you, and also too, it's computerized in that you can make it look good on computer, but it doesn't always look so good in reality.
Yeah. Gotcha. But, third point. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My first point was if the dollar continues to fall, I'm willing to trade, you know, let's say water for gasoline, in that most everyone consumes water, or everyone does consume water to some measurable extent, but the gasoline most people consume. So, you know, we could start with a dime a dollar for, you know, gas to water, respectively, and go from there. But I just think that MIT students, it's a good reflection of what's really going on an economy with people trying to have a good personal economy that not only benefits them, but everyone. And, you know, everyone's kind of have a forget the dollar if it fails mentality. And, you know, really.
Yeah, the more we can create outside of the dollar, the better off. Yeah, the more business we can do outside of the dollar, the better off we all are. Because the more we're doing outside of the dollar, the more likely it's going to be off the books. It's going to be something the government won't be able to tax. And so that'll mean that we'll all benefit more from each transaction that we can do outside of the government money system. And the less that we're relying on the dollar for our day-to-day business and transactions, the less control they can have over us, because he who controls the money basically controls a whole lot of close to everything. Ryan, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And Bitcoin's worth looking closer at. I mean, look, you don't have to be an MIT student to understand Bitcoin. You don't have to know the inner workings of Bitcoin and the programming and the cryptography that goes on the inside of Bitcoin to know that it works. You don't have to know those things to know how to use Bitcoin. In fact, weusecoins.com is a great site to go and get a good intro. They've got a nice little two-minute-long video there on the site and all kinds of handy links to help you learn more about Bitcoin.
So I like watching various YouTube videos, and one of the ones that I watched not too long ago, it's from a series called, like, Kids React.
Oh, love those.
They had kids react to an instructional video about the internet.
Yeah, from the 90s,
From 1997.
Yeah.
And these kids are like, I know all of this stuff. Wait, I've never heard of that website before. I've never heard of that website, but like,
what's Netscape?
Yeah, what's that? What's Juno? Never heard of it. So I imagine that in, you know, another 16 years or so, that cryptocurrency is just going to be so ingrained into society that if, you know, they have one of these shows still around on the internet, they're like, okay, so we're going to show you a video that came out in like 2012, an introduction to Bitcoin.
Or better yet, hand them a wallet, like an actual wallet that people would carry in their pockets.
Yeah, it'll be just one step above chalkboard for them.
What's all these papers in here? I don't even understand. The videos you're talking about, I mentioned them earlier this week, actually. The React channel is what you're talking about.
Yeah, it started out as the Fine Brothers, and then they started a new channel
React. Yeah, and that's because this was a huge thing for them. I mean, these React videos get millions of views, and they're so entertaining.
Well, yeah, they're funny because, like, children have such a fresh perspective on everything. Like, I remember watching one where they were trying to turn on a computer from
an
like,
the 70s. Computer. Yeah.
And they're just sitting there like, what do I do? Oh, you have to push the button on the back.
On the back,
why is it so far in the back? What do I do now? Where's the internet? Type in something.
Where's
type
the
in
internet? Anything. There's two colors on the screen, black and yellow, you know, that those old computers.
They tried typing in things, but nothing responds.
It was hilarious. I saw that one. There's one with them playing with an old rotary dial phone. Yes. Another one with an old typewriter. And just classic stuff.
See, I remember using rotary phones when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
And well, I didn't
go way back.
Well, my grandparents had one, but it wasn't like
the
traditional.
Was it the pulse style? Where you could hear it go...
Yeah, actually it was. It wasn't the traditional one where it's got the huge handset. And it was actually... It was more like a souvenir that they got somewhere because it had Goofy, the Disney character on it.
Okay.
But it was still a rotary phone, and I thought that was pretty easy to understand. It was just a big waste of time.
And the kids had a tough time with it in the video, like understanding how to dial on the phone.
You just spin it.
Yeah, it's not complicated, but, you know, if you've never seen it before, I suppose it'd be hard to figure out. 855, 450, free. It's just outside of their realm, you know? Like, they're used to everything just being on the screen, not having to actually interact with anything physical. 855-450-3733. Reflect on old technology. Talk about Bitcoins. Whatever's on your mind goes. Oh, and Ghostbusters is back in the theaters. I wish I could see it. Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's been a while since we've had a good hate article about Bitcoin. I'm sure they've been out there. I just haven't come across my desk. Because there are a lot of people who are hating on the Bitcoin, at least a lot of people in the old money system, the people who have, oh, I don't know, investments in the old ways. Maybe they happen to own stock in a bank or something like that, or they are a banker, or they're, you know, one of those investment advisors who would never want to have anybody think outside of the box or try anything new. So a lot of people are upset about Bitcoin, and we're going to continue with that piece here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Please join us at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about Bitcoin to get on the air here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. And joining me tonight, I'm Ian.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. What will people find at fpp.cc?
People will find daily news from various sources. There's also weekly news and commentary that I contribute every Sunday. There's also links to radio programs that I do, shows and other than Free Talk Live.
A newspaper. You're working on a new paper. That's
a newspaper. Yes, I will be able to get it sent to the printer on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. There's this little thing called a holiday on Monday. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd be able to get it to them on Monday, but I'll get that to them on Tuesday. It's a monthly newspaper that I put out for free.
And available online in PDF form?
Available online in PDF form. People can download, send it to their print shop, print it, distribute wherever they want.
Or come to Keene, and you can pick it up at various locations in real life.
So speaking of the holiday on Monday, Labor Day,
yes.
I don't understand why it's called Labor Day, but everybody gets the day off. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, it started out...
it's a commie movement, right?
It is, yeah. And the reason in the U.S. it's celebrated in September is because the U.S. government wanted to make sure that everybody knew that it was distinct from
Mayday?
The socialist sort of thing of, you know, celebrate the worker that happens May 1st
right. In
most of the other world. So they put it in September, and it was initially called Laborer's Day and then was shortened to just Labor Day.
Okay, so it's like the hammer and sickle holiday.
Yes.
That pretty much sums
it
up.
Yes, it is.
So
aren't all government holidays pretty much a hammer and sickle holiday?
Yeah, but I don't think the government really has to enforce. Like, if the government just stepped out right now and was like, we're not going to enforce any of these holidays, I'm pretty sure people would still be celebrating this by not going to work. Like, everybody would think, oh, well, it's nice to have the day off, so why don't we just all agree to not go to work on
this
day?
That's all it really is. I don't think people really have... I think most people don't really know what Labor Day is about.
Most people don't know what the 4th of July is about.
That's true. It's Independence Day, not the 4th of July. So, yeah, people get that one wrong all the time. Hey, let's get back to the story. This is from the New York Post. Author is John Crudell. He's angry because MIT students... He thinks, very childishly, will be playing with their internet money. And he's very angry about it because two MIT students have raised $500,000 to give $100 U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin to every student in their graduate program coming up this fall. So over 4,500 students will be receiving Bitcoin. And this guy is mad. He says students are supposed to act in an irresponsible manner and stretch the limits of common sense. And responsible grown-ups are supposed to pull them back before they hurt themselves or the ideals of society.
Well, that sounds kind of like a misguided compliment, doesn't it? Like, students are supposed to be irresponsible. This is too responsible for people to be doing right now at this age.
He's suggesting this is irresponsible. He's suggesting that
you're helping them be irresponsible by just giving them money.
Toying around with this internet money is dangerous, Ellen.
Right, but why would he say that students are supposed to be irresponsible and then get upset when somebody is handing out something that he considers irresponsible?
Well, he wants it all to stop. He wants it to be stopped before it starts. He somehow talk someone out of this. I don't know who he's going to talk out of it because, as he points out here, MIT would not comment on whether it would accept bitcoins in payment for anything. He says we'll soon see just how much MIT wants to cooperate with the BitLoons, which is a new one. I've never heard that one before.
BitLoons. Oh, that just gave me a brilliant idea for a business.
Okay.
You sell balloons for bitcoins.
BitLoons.
BitLoons. I've just come up with, he says, the most convoluted economic theory ever, and I'm going to share it with you because I know Wall Street will love it. Be patient while I set the stage. Oh, you know what? This has nothing to do with Bitcoins. This is like one of those multi-part articles where he touches on various different things. So that was it. He ends his article with calling people who support Bitcoin BitLoons.
Right, but he also says that people are supposed to be irresponsible when they're students.
Students, yes.
And he's upset about them
being irresponsible.
Well, no, it sounded like he was upset that they weren't being responsible.
No. What he's saying is that students are supposed to be irresponsible, and that's what he is seeing from them. He says he believes Bitcoins are dangerous, they're stupid, and so therefore he equates. He essentially believes that Bitcoins are the equivalent to a crazy hot college party with date rape. I mean, that's essentially what this guy thinks about Bitcoin. So he considers the idea of just giving out all these Bitcoins or having any interaction whatsoever with Bitcoins to be irresponsible. And it's his job as the mature adult who is experienced to talk some sense into these youngsters.
Right, but he's arguing that, like, youngsters are irresponsible naturally, and to respect the social system that we have now, the adults, you know, are there to protect and guide you. So doesn't that mean that you should be letting these people do whatever they consider irresponsible?
No, he's trying to stop them. Because you have to guide them back to respecting society.
The words are you have to pull them back. The adults, the responsible adults like him, have to pull the students back before they hurt themselves. So, whoa, don't load that Bitcoin wallet, son. That could lead towards all kinds of things.
Be careful what you're doing. I imagine, like, one of those films from the 40s or 50s where the father sits down on the bed with the son, and he's like, so, son, before you go out on your date tonight, let me tell you a few things.
Something like that, yeah.
So I wonder what this Crudell guy would think about the Let the Bit Drop campaign.
Is this the island nation that will be receiving Bitcoin?
Yes. It was recently announced.
You would hate it, I imagine.
Name of the island, and it's an island with a population of roughly 70,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And on March 14th, 2015, at 9:26 a.m., and they chose that date and time for a specific reason. It is Pi Day, 3.141592.
My favorite day of the year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know
March
that.
Is 3,
yeah.
14, 3.14, then 1.5 for the two digits of the year, and 9.26, so it's the you know, first part of the numeric formula pi. So that exact date and time, everyone on the island nation of Dominica will receive some Bitcoin.
Not Dominica.
It's not Dominica, it's Dominica.
Was
some
it ever?
Bitcoin.
Dominica.
It's spelled that way.
Not
but
like
it's
the Dominican Republic? This is not
different
the same
country.
Place? Okay.
The Commonwealth of Dominica.
Are
they're both in the Caribbean.
Is it spelled with a Q or a C?
With a C.
Okay.
Okay.
Because if it was spelled with a Q, I could imagine like some sassy person, like Dominica.
Dominica.
Yeah. So when you say some Bitcoin, how
much
is that?
Yeah, how's this going to work anyway?
Yeah, who's giving out the Bitcoin?
You don't just helicopter a bunch of Bitcoin into somebody, so what?
Well, it's a collective of people, and according to the website letthebitdrop.com, it says that Coinapult, Aspen Assurance, Bitcoin Beauties, the College Cryptocurrency Network, and Free Talk Live are going to be involved. But Ian, you've said that you have no clue about Free Talk Live's involvement. And
that's
they
awesome.
Also, because they're still raising the funds.
Well, we know some of the guys from Coinapult.
Right, but because they're still raising the funds.
But is it Coinapult or Coinable? I think there's two sites.
Coinapult, with a P.
Okay.
They have not yet announced how much Bitcoin everybody's going to get because they're...
I wonder how it's going to work, though. Like, how are they going to deliver it to people? Will it be a claim system?
Maybe there really will be a helicopter coming in and dropping, like, addresses.
Well, that could happen. You're right. You could print out some paper wallets.
There's a Q&A from Cointelegraph with the lady who's the project manager.
What's
Sarah
the website
Blinko.
People can go to learn more about this?
Letthebitdrop.com.
Interesting idea. I don't know how it's going to work. It's fascinating. We'll watch it as we get closer to it. We are almost out of time for tonight, but I also want to invite you to Keenvention 2014. The schedule is rounding up. We haven't announced everything that's happening yet, but more announcements have been made. Keenvention's your chance to come to New Hampshire. Check it out during the fall. It's a little bit chilly during Keenvention, so it's a great time to get together, and it's actually an intimate convention, meaning there'll probably be around 100 people attending if all goes well. I don't know what the current numbers are you know, projected to be, but it was fun last year, and it's a great excuse to come up here. It's happening October 31st through November 2nd. You can go to keenvention.info, learn more about the event there, watch videos from last year, see what it was like, and buy your tickets for just $60 or Bitcoin. And if you really want to upset the Bitcoin haters, you can buy your Bitcoin, your tickets with Bitcoin. Go to keenvention.info. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.